Shimshi Braun was waiting online to get supper in yeshiva, and supper was Frank with rolls and French fries, and there's a long line, and he was hungry, so he was nibbling on some French fries beforehand, and he gets to the front, and his friend behind him jabs him, and he says, "That's not just one bracha levatala, that's two bracha levatalas." "So what are you talking about? I made a bracha, and I didn't start my suda yet. It's not a bracha levatala." "And what's the two bracha levatalas?" He says, "You have to make a brain refreshes afterwards." He says, "I'm having a suda now. What are you talking about?" "So of course you have to. If you eat before the suda, you have to make a bracha afterwards." "So that's not what I learned in kindergarten." Gets to ask the guy in the front who's giving out the food, "What's the bracha?" Just as I, he didn't learn Kofayin Vav, Kofayin Zayin. What does it say in Kofayin Vav, Kofayin Zayin? First of all, with regard to eating before washing, if you're about to have a suda, is it mutter to pick something out of the salad on your way to go wash your hands and make a bracha on it? That the Mishnah Berurah says no. The Chatzchila, you should not do that. That's a bracha shein tzricha. If you're on your way to wash, if the shulchan is arach lefanav and the lechem is there, it's lechara bracha levatala. Bracha shein tzricha. You don't have to because you're about to wash. Now, bepashas, that means that you're about to go to wash. So therefore, there's no reason to do it. You're on your way to wash, and you're about to eat anyhow. But if you have to wait in line for the next 3 minutes till you get there, so you don't have the ability to eat right now. So then, in a chanami, lechar is not a bracha shein tzricha. It's only if it's mamish, you're on your way. Some people did that. Somebody's telling me that his father would always stop, he would pick up a pickle on his way to wash. What are you in your pickle? You're about to go wash. On your way from the kiddush to wash. That's lechar what he's talking about. Now, let's say a person eats beforehand. He eats his French fries beforehand. Does he have to make a bracha achreinu? So the klal is like this. Mishnah Berurah splits it up into different. It depends. Geventach, what a person's eating, makes a difference. What a person's eating. If you're eating, we'll start with mezonos. If you're eating mezonos, says Mishnah Berurah, it depends whether or not what you're eating is a tavshil, or what you're eating is pasma b'kisnin. If you're eating, let's say Yerushalmi kugel. Some people that like to do this before kiddush, they make kiddush, have a little bit of ragalach or Yerushalmi kugel, and then they wash. What do you do in such a case? So Mishnah Berurah says, if you dafka want to eat these things before you wash, then in a chametz also not a problem. Bracha shein tzricha. You want to eat Yerushalmi kugel now? You want to eat the ragalach now? Now in the middle of your suda? Now, what do you do when you get the bracha for him? Says Mishnah Berurah, if it's a tavshil, like Yerushalmi kugel, then in a chanami, if you're not having in the middle of the suda any Yerushalmi kugel, you should make an alamechil. You should make an alamechil beforehand. If you didn't, then you benched already, says Mishnah Berurah, then in a chanami, you don't have to make a bracha achreinu. However, if you're planning on having Yerushalmi kugel in the middle of the suda as well, then even lechatchila, you have in mind, you could be you don't even have to. Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila, have in mind, but you don't make an alamechil beforehand. That's with tashil. If you're having pasta baba kisnin, you're having ragalach, says Mishnah Berurah lechatchila, be samech on the birchas amazon, and don't make an alamechi beforehand. That's with regard to the mezonos. So it depends if it's a tashil, or it's a tashil, or Yerushalmi kugel, you're not having mel suda, then you make an alamechi. Pasta baba kisnin, even if you're not having mel suda, you don't make an alamechi. Now, if you're having fruit, then the halacha is, it depends whether or not you're having fruit in the middle of the suda or not. If you're having fruit in the middle of the suda, and you're having fruit now, you pick out a little bit of fruit, well, you're waiting online, and there's a salad in front of you with craisins, and you pick out the craisins beforehand, then in a chanami, you're having adama now. You can have adama in the middle of the suda as well, if you're eating craisins by themselves in the middle of the suda, not just in the salad. Then in a chanami, don't make a bracha achreino, because this is pattering what you have in the suda. So you don't want to make a hefsek. Don't make a bracha achreino. However, if you're not going to have it in the middle of the suda, says Mishnah Berurah, you do make a bracha achreino. And even if you benched already, and you didn't make your brain of fashis, make a brain of fashis, says Mishnah Berurah. Now, agav, it's mevorach and kufayin zayin, that if a person brings out fruit in the middle of the suda, then it's a shaila whether or not he's supposed to make a bracha. It depends whether or not it's the ikr chelik of the suda, not ikr chelik of the suda. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says, even when it is brought out as ikr chelik of the suda, according to many poskim, you shouldn't eat with pas, and you should sit down and have a little bit of an apple and make a bracha on it. If they're bringing out a fruit cup, make a bracha on it. It's not so simple, bizmanenu, befrat, that's the derech to have all types of things in the suda. I would suggest in such a case, the best thing to do is to make a bracha before your suda. That way you get out any questions. It's not a bracha shein tzricha because you're doing it to patur up the shayla. So lechatchila you should do this. If you have a fruit cup on your table and you're about to eat it in the middle of the suda, it's a better idea on your way to go wash your hands. Right beforehand, take a little bit and have in mind to patur what you're going to eat in the middle of the suda. That's what you should do lechatchila. If you didn't, in the middle of the suda, chila v'soif pas. Have the first bite and the last bite of pas. And if you're having a fruit cup for dessert, chila v'soif pas doesn't help. You have to have every bite with pas as the mevorach kofayin zayin. That's with regard to fruit. Let's say we get back to our freedom fries now, our French fries. What's the story with that? French fries, you don't have to make a bracha in the middle of the suda. So your bracha from beforehand is not pottering up anything in the middle of the Suda. Therefore, says Mishnah Berurah, you have to make your brain of fashis. Even if you're going to be eating these things in the middle of the Suda, I don't need this bracha to potter up the other things, but mainly you have to make your brain of fashis. That's what his friend was, Shimshi's friend was referring to bracha levatalas. You weren't supposed to eat before the Suda, so you made a bracha rishena and a bracha akrena. And a chanami lechur in such a case. Now, he got it was wrong, because I'm online, so therefore, I'm not ready to eat just yet, and therefore I'd have to make a... therefore, it's not considered a bracha nitzricha. The last halacha is anything which a person eats beforehand to get himself, taivas maichal, to get himself interested in eating, whether it's something salty or something which is... or schnapps is the possibility, the Mishnah Berurah even says, such a possibility in Kufa and Dalet, he said. Then in a chanami, a person would not have to make a bracha chreno. It's considered a tzarech of the suda, and therefore it's not a problem of bracha shenitzricho, and it's not a problem of bracha chreno.